This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Listen, there's been two issues that I've been on top of like nobody else in the country. I get emails from all of you, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com. I get emails from all of you saying you listen to so many conservative talk shows, or at least you have up till now, and now it's pretty much down to Wayne Root. Because there's nobody in the country that has been on these two issues like I have. Number one, the election has been stolen. The election was rigged and stolen. The election was stolen from Trump. He won by a landslide. And now they're using it to literally open the border and let the entire world in so we never win again and poison this country with COVID and then use that as an excuse to lock down the nation and put every businessman and woman out of business. So number one, the election's been stolen, and there's lots of news on that front. Arizona's coming out supposedly tomorrow. Delivered to the Arizona Senate tomorrow, and the results will be earth-shattering. Jovan Pulitzer, who I trust, says they'll be delivered to the Arizona Senate tomorrow, and the results will be earth-shattering. What is America going to do when they find out the election's been stolen? And the second thing I've been on top of, like no one else in the country, like no other conservative host in the country, because all the other conservative hosts are morons who've taken the vaccine, which means a lot of them will be dead soon, which means a lot of them will be crippled soon, which means they've allowed their listeners to die and be crippled and be maimed for life. And I've been on top of it. There's so many developments today that prove to you that this vaccine is a disaster, a disaster. God knows where we're going to be in a matter of months. How many people are going to be dead from the vaccine? How many people are going to be dead and injured and maimed from the vaccine? But the story just keeps getting worse and worse and worse as far as the vaccine goes. And I knew it. I knew it. I called it. I've never taken a flu shot in my life, and I haven't had the flu in 35 years. And everyone I meet who has the flu, I say, well, have you had that flu shot? Innocently, I ask it. Everyone of them says, yeah, I had the flu shot. Now I've got the flu. Isn't that funny? No, it's not funny. The flu shot weakens your immune system. And it's based on last year's flu. It has nothing to do with this year's flu. So you're not protecting yourself against anything. And it weakens your immune system, so you're now more susceptible to this year's flu. Which is why Wayne Root's been taking megadoses of vitamins my entire life, and I don't get the flu, I don't get a cold. There's an impenetrable barrier around my body and in my body system. I'm sure one day I'll get sick. One day I'm allowed to get a cold. But the end result is I have more of an answer than these doctors and the CDC and these scientists do. And just like the flu shot, the idea of giving a vaccine in the middle of a pandemic is suicidal. It's the stupidest thing we ever could have done. Because science tells you, the smartest scientists in the world who've studied infectious and viral diseases their entire life will tell you, if you vaccinate in the middle of a pandemic, it causes the virus to mutate, which causes variants to appear, suddenly to be produced. And those variants will always beat the vaccine. The vaccine is causing the variants. And the variants could be, sometimes they're weaker, sometimes they're stronger. They could cause more death. They could cause more COVID. And we're causing the variants. The only thing that would have worked was natural immunity and vitamins. And if you get sick, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is what every doctor tells me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not prescribing. I'm telling you what doctors have told me, who are smart, brilliant, holistic doctors, who always told me don't take the flu shot. And they were right. And I've never gotten the flu. And they said this will mutate and this will get worse, and it's happening. And the and here's the joke. It doesn't even work. Not only is it terrible, the supposed vaccine, I call it a shot, a jab. It's not really a vaccine. It's experimental for emergency use only gene therapy. Not only does it not work, but it causes damage to your body. It causes massive inflammation. Many people will be dead from this vaccine. But again, I've never said don't take it. You think I'm wrong, you disagree, or you're just scared, or you have a job and you got to keep your job, take it. But you can't force me to take it. You cannot force any of us to take it. 50% of America won't take it. We are now at war. Every restaurant, every bar, every nightclub in America needs to be at war with Governor Steve Sisolak, with all the liberal governors who are otherwise known as communists, and with the president of this country, otherwise known as a communist, except he's a brain-dead sock puppet with dementia. So really, they've got to be at war with the Biden administration, because Biden is a useless old man who should be in a nursing home, dribbling on himself, wearing diapers, being fed baby food by mommy, Jill. So it isn't Biden you got to be mad at. Biden doesn't know what he's doing. Although Biden's entire life, he's an F-up. Every single moment he sat in the U.S. Senate, every moment, every decision he ever made was wrong. Every decision he ever made about foreign affairs was wrong, was ridiculous, was a failure, was stupid, lacked common sense. The man has no common sense, and he's going to get thousands of Americans either killed or held hostage in Afghanistan. You want my prediction? Even the Taliban isn't dumb enough to kill lots of Americans. What the Taliban is going to do is they're going to hold them hostage and ask for hundreds of billions of dollars in ransom. And while they're hostage, they'll rape the hell out of them. They'll rape them and rape them and rape them and rape them again. What's it matter? You'll hand them back to America. You'll get your hundreds of billions. Joe Biden will never bomb you. Might as well have your way with them. Make them your wife for a few months. You know, for a little break. For a little break, radical Muslims cannot screw goats. They gave you a choice of actually real women for a little while. So you're going to see massive rapes. You're going to see massive hostage taking and torture of these poor people who are captured by the Taliban. Both Americans and also Afghanis who served America, who were loyal to America, who were essential to America's fight in Afghanistan. And they're going to rape them. They're going to torture them. They'll cut their hands off. Who knows what they'll do to them? They'll keep them alive, though, until they can get hundreds of billions in ransom, and Biden will pay it because Biden isn't president. Obama's president. And Obama did it once before, multiple times before, and he'll do it again. He paid ransom to Iran. He paid ransom to ISIS for Bowie Bergdahl that nobody wanted, the American POW that nobody wanted because he was a traitor. And he gave back five radical Islamic nutcase terrorists, who are now essential to the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. But back to this idea of restaurants being at war. Restaurants, gyms, bars, nightclubs, at war against the government. It's time to declare war. This government is insane. And if they want you to be the Gestapo and decide who gets in your restaurant, say no. And if they want you to turn away unvaccinated, say no. Because you'll be out of business if you say yes. So you got to fight now. You got to take a stand. Tell them to go F themselves. This is America. They have no right to tell a private business who to keep out of their business. And you know what's so crazy? There's an instant COVID test. This could all be solved with an instant COVID test. I never said I'm willing to walk in a restaurant and get everybody sick. How would I get anybody sick? I've never been sick. But if you want to prove that I'm not sick, give me an instant COVID test before I walk into a restaurant, a bar, a nightclub, a concert, a convention, the Raiders game, the Dallas Cowboys game, a flight, an airplane flight, a train. Give me an instant COVID test, and I'll instantly prove negative, and then I can get on the train. If I'm negative for COVID, how can I ever infect anybody? That's the irony. Do you know what the irony is? I've never been mean and nasty to the vaccinated, knowing there's a lot of Republicans who took the vaccine. And we could all still be fellow Republicans and love each other if you took the vaccine. But you're the ones that are spreading COVID. You're the ones that are shedding spike proteins and getting us sick. You're the ones with the higher viral load that are getting all of us sick. It's the people who took the vaccine that are walking around that are getting everybody sick. We should be mad at you. And I should be mad at fat people. If you're fat, if you're obese, if you have diabetes, you are causing a stress on the system. You're the one that will be in the hospital. You're the one that will spread COVID. You're the one that will get COVID. You got a target on your back. I've never said anything bad about a fat person in my life. I've never said you should pay higher health insurance rates than me. I never said you should be denied entrance to a restaurant. I've never said you shouldn't be allowed to fly. But now you're doing it to me. And I'm skinny. And I'm thin. And I don't have fat. And I don't have diabetes. And I'm in perfect health. You have no reason to fear me, but I have every reason to fear you. So restaurants and nightclubs and bars and gyms are all suing New York City and Mayor Bill de Blasio for the executive order mandating vaccines. And this is what's got to be done across America. This is what's got to be done in Las Vegas. This is what's got to be done. Let me think of some of my bigger affiliates. We're in Dallas. It's got to be done in Dallas if they ever mandate. I don't think they ever will in Texas. It's got to be done in Florida. It's got to be done in Connecticut. One of my bigger affiliates, WJJF, and all of their sister stations up and down the 95 in Connecticut and reaching Suffolk, New York. We've got an affiliate in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't think they will mandate in Arizona, so it won't matter. But all over this country, anywhere where you've got mandates that you're going to force inject people with something that's killing people, that the VAERS vaccine adverse effects reporting system says tens of thousands are dead, probably hundreds of thousands from the vaccine. And hundreds of thousands, probably millions, are badly injured. Because most people don't report their death or injury to the VAERS system, and no doctor reports it because he's afraid he'll be sued or he'll lose all his patients. So it's only if your family knows you died after getting the jab, and they're smart enough to call VAERS and fill out a form that's 52 pages long. And still, thousands are dead. Bad situation, but we're fighting back.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
You know, they're rigging California against Larry Elder, even though he's winning in the polls. Just like I believe Trump won the election, Larry Elder will win. They'll, first of all, the average person will vote for the recall of Gavin Newsom, one of the most hated governors in America, even in California. He will lose the recall, and Larry Elder would be naturally, quite naturally, because he's got the biggest brand name recognition, just like I do here in Nevada. If I ran tomorrow, I'd be the leader for a Republican nomination for governor. Well, Larry Elder will be the winner and be the next governor of California, but he won't. And I've heard from many of my listeners, I don't know this to be fact, I've heard from people who have listened to Larry Elder. They send me emails and they tell me, please, by the way, send me an email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Tell me if you listen to Larry Elder and if he has said that he thinks Trump lost the election. It was not stolen. It was not crooked. It was not rigged. He lost fair and square. Biden won. That's what they tell me he says. He does not believe the election was stolen. He's about to find out, Larry Elder, that this is what happens to all Republicans. Maybe he won't have such a big mouth about Trump if that's the case. If that's true, he's going to eat crow because he's going to lose the election. Even though he won, he was supposed to be the next governor of California, and they're going to rig it and steal it from him, and he's going to find out what Trump feels like, and he's going to know that we were all right. So either he's going to admit, eat crow and admit it, and say, I won this election, and you're right. I now believe Trump won the election as well, and they were rigged and stolen. Or we're going to find out what Larry Elder's made of, and he's just going to, you know, walk away like a little scared pussycat. Oh, I lost fair and square to Gavin Newsom. We all have to respect the system. We have to respect elections. Oh, I can't wait to find out what his reaction is when they steal the election from Larry Elder. Because they're going to steal the election in California. They're panicking. They see he's going to win, just like they were panicking, and they saw Trump was going to win by a landslide. Sponsor of this segment of the show is my War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 days a week, because on weekends we've got a weekend version to cover the weekend, all-important best of the best. where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most important and controversial news stories for conservatives and Christians and patriots and Trump deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. There is a report out. A woman voter in California posted a video on her Instagram account on Wednesday evening appearing to show that the return envelope for mail-in ballots in California's recall election could reveal a yes vote to anyone handling it. And if you vote yes, I want to recall Newsom, the post office throws it in the garbage pail. You know they tried this with Sharpies. It's how they stole Arizona. They gave regular pens or pencils to Democrat voters. Anyone registered Republican, they gave Sharpies, and they did it around the country. And if they see the Sharpie, they go, Republican, he voted for Trump, throw it in the garbage pail. Democrat, in regular pen, let's keep that vote. They're not voting for Trump. I'm telling you, they're going to steal the election from Larry Elder. Because there's 46 candidates. If you vote yes to recall Newsom, there's 46 candidates. The only name you know is Larry Elder. He would win. He's about to taste what they did to Trump. So Amy Rose Cox, a California voter, showed how two holes on the envelope near the signature panel could show that a voter had marked yes on the first question, which means you want Newsom recalled and removed. And, of course, if they do that, they're going to throw it in the garbage pail. With Newsom struggling in the polls, they're going to save him. They're going to cheat. Don't forget, Newsom signed an extension of the state's pandemic voting rules earlier this year, mandating that mail-in ballots be sent to every registered voter, not just the voters who requested them. And the state allows ballot harvesting. And there's even a right to print ballots at home. They're stealing it from you, Larry, the same way they stole it from Trump, as sure as I'm standing here. Some more important stories in the news. Large-scale Israeli attack rocks Damascus. Multiple impact sites burning. Can always count on Israel. Israel's no pussycat. Israel fights back against the most evil group of people in the world. In world history, number one are the Nazis, and number two are communists all over the world who murdered their own people by the millions. And number three, right up there, it's like a three-way tie, are radical Islam, radical Muslim terrorists, most horrible, vicious people in the world. And Israel's surrounded by them, and Israel knows what to do with them. Bomb them to hell. In America, too many liberals always worried about who you're bombing. Oh, my God, you might hurt someone's feelings. Oh, my God, you're hurting indigenous people. Oh, my God, the Palestinians, they're so sweet with the rocks in their hands and the Molotov cocktails. Little eight-year-olds with rocks to kill an Israeli soldier if you hit them in the head. They're so sweet. Only in America, liberals. But in Israel, they bomb you to hell. They don't ask questions. Ready, fire, aim. That's the way to go, baby.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three fully vaccinated U.S. senators are in isolation at their homes after testing positive for COVID-19. They are Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker, Maine Independent Senator August King, and Colorado Democrat Senator John Hickenlooper. All three lawmakers reported getting tested after experiencing mild symptoms. Regarding these breakthrough cases, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary reminds us,
this is something I think we've not mentally come to accept as a society. We've been trying to achieve COVID elimination, and eradication is just not going to be possible. We're going to see breakthrough infections. They will be mild. Hopefully, we're going to see better therapeutics in the fall help us with that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby admitted on Thursday that the U.S. government doesn't know how many Americans are in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You never really have to ever feel sorry for professional athletes, right? I mean, their salaries are so out of whack. So ridiculous compared to the real world. You know, I feel... in Vegas. He was the goalie for the Las Vegas Golden Knights, and he was traded to Chicago in July, and I said, oh man, that's terrible. He was so good. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Why would you do that to him? That's terrible. He only has a year or two left in his career. He just sold his Summerlin home for $8 million. Do you really feel bad for him? I mean, I'm a huge capitalist, but really, $8 million? That's probably a tiny piece of his assets at this point. He's probably worth $100 million or more. These athletes are just amazing. The money they're paid, just crazy, out of whack with the rest of the world. No wonder they kneel for the national anthem. What a terrible country it is, right? It's just an awful country. Sold his $8 million home. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get right to my esteemed guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas that we had about 6 weeks ago, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Schedule a free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. 40% off and buy one, get one free for someone special in your life. Add the person you love for free. So do it with your wife. Do it with your girlfriend. Do it with your husband. Do it with your lover. Do it with your best friend. And so really, it's not 40% off. Say the cost is $1,000. Let's take that as an example. 40% off would mean it's only $600. And then of the $600, divide it with your friend, the two you do it together, and it's $300 each. So it's really a dramatic. Jimmy, it's $200 each. What am I saying? $200 each. So it's dramatic discount. So go ahead and get the 40% discount when you mention Wayne Allyn Root War, and add the person you love for free. It'll change your life forever. At least it has the potential to, just like it did for me. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've never been fat one day in my life. It was inner body around my organs that have the potential to really cause major health issues. It's gone, and I look and feel the best of my life and the youngest in 20 years. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on the red button, schedule your free consultation. So it's time for our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Tony is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Welcome to the show, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Great to join you, and thanks for having me, and I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. I just think the country is going under. I think the country is like the Hindenburg right now, and we're about to implode. Yep. And I'm not talking about Afghanistan. I'm talking about the United States. I think that Joe Biden is destroying the United States, shredding our reputation around the world, and I think the economy is going to collapse. I think everything is bad right now. Bad, bad, bad. The borders are the biggest disaster in the history of the world, not just America. They're letting the whole world in, and a lot of them have COVID, and a lot of them are criminals, and we are destroyed. This country is just destroyed. So if you thought Afghanistan looked like the fall of Saigon, I believe in a few months, or certainly in a year, you will see that America may look like the fall of Saigon.
I think you're right. What we're seeing at the border is, as you point out, a super spreader event. I mean, I find it ironic, Wayne, that medical professionals are trying to dog our children in school to wear masks while the largest spread of COVID in history of the United States is being perpetrated by our own government. They're putting people who are they know are infected. They know they're infected. They've tested them, and they're moving them all across the nation to all these communities, mostly in the dead of night, with no accountability. And I don't know who would think that's a rational national security or medical health policy, but that's what they're doing. And then when you look at the economy, the same thing. Everything they're doing right now is meant to essentially advantage a handful of big businesses, destroy our ability to have our own oil. I mean, Wayne, who would have ever thought that an American president would shut down our own means of production? They just sued Conoco to stop them from being able to begin exploiting and developing oil in Alaska for American consumption, and ask OPEC to up their production and to lower the price. Think about that. That's insane. That's not rational. And everything they're doing right now is meant to disadvantage the United States. And I'm just going to say it. It seems to me that maybe Joe Biden got bought off by the Chinese, because if you look at it from the perspective of what would China do to disadvantage the United States, it seems like Joe Biden is front and center on most of what they would be doing.
Isn't that funny how great minds think alike? I say that on the show every single day. If you could think of the worst things that could ever destroy and weaken America and leave the door open for China to beat us in a war or an economic war or both, Biden does them every single day. Everything he does is weakening America and leaving the door open for China. And by the way, that brings me, it's a perfect segue to get to why I brought you on the show to talk about Afghanistan, not America, not America's border, Afghanistan. Here's my opinion. I want to know, you know, I'm not some great foreign policy expert. You are, but I'm a great common sense talk show. And almost everything I ever say on the radio comes true. So here's what I want to say to you, Tony Schaefer. First of all, I believe all of Afghanistan happened the way it did because Joe Biden is owned by the Chinese and they instructed him, get out of Afghanistan so we can come in, be the conquering heroes, and claim all of the rare earth and all of the poppy fields so we've got heroin that we can deliver along with the fentanyl when we cross the border that Mexico now owns because the Mexican drug cartel owns Joe Biden. To me, this was a double win for China. They get the heroin and they get the rare earth minerals, which are worth $1 trillion, and we were there 20 years and never took it. We're idiots.
So we tried. I actually worked on a project with the Pentagon. They were trying to develop business interests in Afghanistan, and guess who killed that, Wayne? A guy named Barack Obama. I was actually working with an organization within the Pentagon made up of businessmen, business professionals, trying to find a way to actually bring investors into Afghanistan and give them sufficient security to make them feel comfortable so that we could develop the rare earth, the lithium. Wayne, for goodness sake, any society that's as technology heavy as we are, look, I'm on the porch of my new house right now. I've got three phones. They all take lithium. I'm not unique. I think a lot of people have multiple devices. They need a lot of rare earths. And China now has cornered the largest single location on earth of lithium. There are fields, Wayne, of lithium on the surface. You just have to roll out and pick it up. And we knew this as a military, and we were saying back in the early, you know, about 2008, 2009, we need to be the ones developing this. And we were, you know, turned off when Barack Obama came in. And now, fast forward, the Chinese have two copper mines. They're doing everything they can to essentially work behind the scenes. And, you know, Mark Milley keeps saying they have no intelligence on what was going on. Well, Wayne, the reason they don't have intelligence is because essentially they've given up on the idea of doing what we call human intelligence, espionage. They're afraid to put spies in the middle of organizations because, geez, they might get caught. But, gee, they might actually give you the edge you need to figure out what they're doing. And I know in Afghanistan, when I was there, we were being heavily pushed back on about our need to penetrate terrorist organizations. Oh, they're terrorists. Yes, they're terrorists. You want to have someone who may be a terrorist inside reporting on what they're doing because he's your terrorist, not their terrorist. But they didn't let us do that. So this failure is both one of policy regarding China as well as one of intelligence because of lack of the interest to do the right thing for the right reasons. I actually spoke to a chairman of the Joint Chiefs when he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and I pointed out this is a flaw, that you all are not doing the hard work of getting people on the inside who can report on what's going on. And he admitted that they'd done all this, what they call ISR. Basically, they bought all these drones, Wayne. They bought all these drones that can fly around, take pictures, but it gives you no information about intention of your adversary. And so we have, by policy, not intelligence failure, but the policy is to fail. And I think that's why Joe Biden is perfect for the job. He was the guy that's supposed to fail. He's paid to fail. And here we are.
Well, and then, look, I don't know, you know, whether you and I would debate on this one or not, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, because I owe way too long in Afghanistan. I don't want to be a conquering army.
We agree.
We agree. So I have no problem with getting out. I agree when Trump said get out. I agree when Biden says get out. But it's how you get out that matters. Who'd be dumb enough to take the military out first and leave the people behind to fend for themselves, be killed or taken hostage?
Exactly. If you read my book, Operation Dark Heart, I actually have a chapter on the turning point. I was in the room when Lieutenant General David Barno decided to stop offensive operations and put us on the nation-building track. This happened in 2003, by the way, Wayne, so that happened a long time ago. And arguably, the moment that bin Laden got killed, we had completed all the elements of the authorized use of military force. We should have left then while we had leverage over the Taliban. We chose not to. And we spent another 10 years pushed by what I'll just say the neocons to stay there and just throw a few more thousand troops in there. And if you just give them more troops, more time, we'll win. I'm sorry, Wayne, you're not going to change the momentum of 2,000 years of culture and put upon the Afghan people a centralized Jeffersonian democracy. It was never going to be in the cards. A lot of us have been saying that. I actually wrote a chapter in the book about this, the path to victory. The path to victory, Wayne, was to get out, to achieve military objectives and get out. Now, I'm one that believes we should have kept about 3,000 to 5,000 troops in country in some form to conduct intelligence collection and special operations as we needed, because we don't want it to become a safe haven again. But to do that, Wayne, you don't have to have 100,000 troops trying to be the Praetorian Guard for a central Afghan government, which the people rejected because of the Afghan government's corruption. We should have gotten that there a long time ago.
All right, Tony, the music's on. Stay with me through the break if you can. I've got a bunch of questions for you. What Biden should do now to respond to the Taliban militarily and how he could rescue the Americans left on the ground. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO. You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, is actually my new book, which is now available pre-sale at Amazon, which is very cool. It is the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. It comes out September 16th, but you can pre-order it now. It'll arrive at your doorstep on September 16th. It's officially available for pre-order. It is a paperback, so it's not expensive. It's short. It's sweet. It's to the point. And I got a staff to compile a list of 116 of the most liberal, woke companies in America, the biggest, richest companies that are liberal and spend their time literally peeing on your face and telling you it's raining, that hate conservatives, and now we're going to get them back. This is how you bring them to their knees. If companies go woke, we will teach them they will go broke. This is how the silent majority becomes the loud majority. This is the book that gives you the keys to the kingdom. It allows you to just open the book any day, 5 minutes a day, and call up or email or write physical letters to 116 of the biggest companies in America, and you got their address, you got their phone number, you got the CEO's name and the chairman of the board's name, and tell them how you feel about their anti-American rhetoric and the fact that you're a conservative and you'll never buy from them again. I'm telling you, this is how we take them down. This is how you take back the country with the corporations that have gone woke. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book by Wayne Allen Root, available now at Amazon. Back with our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Wayne. Great to join you, as always.
What should Biden do now to rescue Americans? What's his choices right now?
So the British are already doing something that we should be doing. I'm in contact with a number of special operations guys. You're talking about, in some cases, private concerns. We're talking about private businessmen bankrolling rescue operations. So you have kind of this almost, oh, I hate to say this, Dunkirk-esque event going on, where you have people who have skills are going to go in there and pull out Americans. With that said, if I have the authority, I can have a team ready in 48 hours on the ground, ready to go. And what you would want to do is tell people, come to these areas, we're going to secure them, get to that spot, and we'll get you out. And you tell the Taliban, the moment you show any aggression, you're going to die. And you go in there with military force sufficient to be able to secure those zones and go through and pull them out. And I don't think the Taliban is spoiling for a fight. Right now, they've been using psychological operations. They've been using kind of their overwhelming kind of we're everywhere. They're not, but they make people think they are. And I'm telling you, we could do this. We could have everybody out in about 2 weeks with no problem. But it's a choice. What's happened, Wayne, is the thing I just said. I could plan with a handful of folks based on my experience. We've done this sort of thing before, hint, hint. We could do this and have most, if not all, Americans out of there in very short order. The choice of the Pentagon, the choice of Lloyd Austin and Mark Milley is to fail. What they're saying that we don't have the capacity is that what they're saying is we are not willing to commit the capacity to do this. So, again, just look at the British. The British are doing this with one one-hundredth of our military. They're in there pulling out their citizens, pulling out everybody they can. In some cases, I've heard accounts where British citizens are allowed to come through checkpoints and American citizens are not because the Taliban are afraid of the British because the British are going to do something if they prevent. It's all a matter of military will and the bravery, the courage to do something. This is a choice. So Biden has made the choice to put people in charge who's not willing to use the military capacity we have effectively. Secondly, Biden needs to work with our allies. One of the things he's not done, and I've been talking to the Pakistanis via back channels, Pakistanis were never asked to help. They've basically been sitting on the sidelines saying, hey, we don't like the idea of an aggressive fundamentalist organization in charge because the Pakistani Taliban, who's been attacking them, will be emboldened. So they now have seen the light. They understand that dealing with the Taliban is not good for their interests. We're not doing anything to encourage them to help us. So those are the things that Biden should do. Wayne, I'm not convinced that he has a staff who understands what we're talking about, or secondly, would be willing to actually do the hard work of reaching out, trying to organize this. And I'm just telling you, Wayne, the Special Operations Command is extraordinary. They could do everything we've talked about very quickly. And so it's a choice. It's a choice, a policy choice. They're not doing the things necessary to get our folks out.
Well, if they're not distracted, Tony, by, you know, worrying about gay rights and transgender surgeries and hormone treatments and rooting white extremists, aka white Republicans, out of the out of the army, if they're not distracted by all that, maybe they could actually do this. I don't know if they're even capable of thinking about anything but diversity at this moment in time.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Mark Milley even admitted that we didn't. I wasn't told anything. Well, you know, Mr. Chairman, if you weren't told something, it's your fault. You've been given billions of dollars to have great intelligence, and if that intelligence is not serving you, that's on you, not on anybody else.
Hey, a quick question before we leave. The music's on.
Sure.
The question is, do you actually think there's a chance here that thousands of Americans could be murdered? Is that possible?
I think it's more about
Hostages,
more than
that's what
leverage over Joe. Yeah,
right. Because they want the money. They don't want America to come and bomb them and kill them. They want to hold them hostage for several hundred million or billion dollars. And Biden will give them the Fort Knox. Who knows what he'll give them? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Lieutenant.
That's where it's going.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, great to have you on, President of the London Center for Policy Research. Always great to have you on when there's any sort of a international incident. You are the best. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.